Freaking live video! Why are they doing this to me? Yeah, indeed. Why am I playing this music? Oh my god, what was I thinking? Indeed. Stop! Stop! No, don't play that music! No! Stop! Yeah, we're gonna start the show in a minute here. Yeah. I'm actually surprised it went to, random. Doobie doobie doo. Stupid fucking radio show. Doobie doobie doo. Haven't been here in 3 weeks.
Burp.
Excuse me. 3 freaking weeks. What the hell? Absent, is doing the douchecast bar night. do you ask the waitress to watch your shit? Yeah, why not? Yeah, ask the waitress to watch your shit. They were supposed to have a douchecast bar night today in Indiana. I couldn't make it there for the douchecast bar night. It's not too late. I still have an hour to get there. Yeah, something tells me I'm not going to make it to Southern Indiana in an hour. So you've got your computer there. Yeah. I'm not going to make it. But this is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party, say
hello. Speak. Cockney.
I'm here.
Yeah!
Oh, no, I am.
So,
sorted.
Sort of. Sorted.
No, hold on. I can't hear you.
What's
can
happening?
You hear me? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear
this
you.
This is ridiculous. Goddamn technology. I'm gonna have to get this.
You don't hear me?
Sorted. I can hear you, but only if I turn you up on live video.
Oh, that sucks. So everybody's saying that they have...
Well done.
Everybody's saying that they have to verify their live video account for some reason.
Yeah, I just had to do that.
Annoying!
Not as annoying as hearing your own voice back.
Yeah, there's
hearing
that too.
Your own voice back.
I'm a little bit gassy tonight.
Pardon. Right, I'm gonna unplug it.
Alright. Yeah, I hear you.
Any better? No. Oh, what a retard. I wish I was there at bar night. It would make me feel... I would love to be at their DEF CON 4. Or whatever it is, actually. That'd be ace. But unfortunately, no. No one, not even fucking...
Heidi Show! Heidi Show! Woohoo!
Doobie-doobie-doop-bop. This, I can't handle this. This is ridiculous. It's fucking your fault, Heidi. It's all going wrong, Em.
What the fuck, man?
What the fuck, man? Right, Heidi, do me a favour. Just spill for 5 seconds. Yeah. Just try it again.
Everything's all fucked up. Central does it like nobody does, everybody. The Heidi Show, the Heidi Show. If you're in the live video chat room, it's doing some stupid bullshit where you have to verify your account, which I guess means that you have to put in your email address and get an email back and verify through the link they send you in an email. I did not have to do that for some reason. I don't know what that means.
Because you're the host.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Do you work it out now, or are you still listening to me through live video?
I'm still listening to you through live video.
That's fucked up.
And whenever I start speaking, I hear myself at the beginning by the end.
Yeah, that's douchey.
Yeah.
Douchey. I'm gassy.
I have a shirt. Shake yourself up and down. Neck that and just shake yourself up and down. Hold your nose. And then you explode. Don't do it! There'll be bits of Heidi all over the place. That'd be rubbish. You'd have to clean it up. But you wouldn't be able to because you'll be a big exploding mess.
That's fucked up.
Have you missed me?
Terribly. It feels like it's been
terribly.
Like forever.
I know. It's been too long.
I am recording, I'll have you know.
Excellent.
Excellent. So, as far as audio goes, I really don't have anything tonight, except for a little Stefan Marbury from his stupid-ass Ustream show that he does 24 hours a day. Do you know who this guy is?
Sorry, one sec.
I love trying to have a cool host in England when it don't freaking answer me.
Oh, I don't mind.
He's putting me on hold! They're in the radio show! Bastard. Motherfucking limey. What
limey motherfucker? Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was speaking to Emma.
Yeah, I know, but, you're... Well, whatever.
Oh, sorry, I'm on the clock. I clocked in of her.
Exactly. What the fuck, man?
Heidi?
Yeah, baby.
Do you want to tell her yourself? No. Just 1 second. Go on.
What's Em got to say?
Just say it into that. No, she's not fucking doing it, is she? Emma says your hair looked nice.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, she says.
So she didn't have the swine flu after all?
No. See, you could have a conversation now. Because she's asking you didn't have the swine flu. She shakes her head, eating sweets.
I was concerned because you said that people at her job had it and that she was up sick in bed, and it sounded to me an awful lot like some shit was going to go down.
Yeah, I know. And how many people had it at your work? About 2 people get it every day, apparently.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of people. So how many is that in total?
Maybe like 50
people. 50? Fucking hell.
Holy shit. The fervor has died down here, the swine flu, excitement. You don't really hear about it anymore.
Well, it's just panic at first, media panic, and, I mean, it's still probably spreading as much as what it was at first.
Yeah, right. It's just not people dropping dead all over the place like they thought was going to happen.
Yeah. So maybe if I take my headphones... Oh, no, I won't be able to hear you then, will I?
If you take your headphones off, no, you won't hear me.
Yeah.
Mm. Absent says he's a limey motherfucker because he drinks a lot of Miller Chill, which has lime in it. Can you imagine drinking lime-flavored beer?
He's a lonely motherfucker.
I'll say. Last night...
No offense, Absent, but... Oh.
I got a drunk. Sorry, go I got you a go. Drunk text message from Absent last night. That had a disclaimer, a sort of a precursive disclaimer that said, "This is a drunk text."
Yeah.
You are my iChat BFF. Which was hilarious to me.
Where is Absent on the old job?
He doesn't appear to be in the room at all, somehow.
No,
it's really remarkable. Off. He's like all ghosty in there.
He's ninja. Dude, that's my bike.
I was just gonna say that! Dude, that's my bike! In the motherfucking chat room!
Oh, hey, Heidi.
Word.
Word. Do you want to sort it out or what before I fucking get banned?
Oh, sure, babe.
Quick. Chop fucking chop.
Done and done.
Phew. Quick. That was good.
You might have been a little bit more stealthy about that, actually.
Well, how can I? I'm on the fucking, I suppose I could have PM'd her.
Yeah. Emo is waiting to get into the room. He's waiting for his account to be verified as well.
Is there a queue?
Yes, apparently.
An orderly queue for
this
the Heidi
fucking
show.
Bullshit with the account verification. Why are they doing this to me?
Well, I noticed it said it the other day, but I just didn't bother verifying it because I thought it was just like I didn't need to because I was signed in.
Yeah, I never got that message that I had to verify.
It didn't say at the top left of you when you just went on live video.
No.
Like hello, on mine it says hello Cockney, and then it did say, please verify your account or whatever. That's gone now.
Mr. DJ has an excellent point. They could have purged a bunch of accounts to get rid of the spammer ones. That very well may
be. The brains.
Okay, I'm going to go get myself a little drinky poos.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
I might even treat myself to a Bakewell tart.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's an outstanding idea.
Only a liquor one.
Go ahead. I've just finished my first beer, so. Go for it! Go for it! So anyway, Heidi Show! Heidi Show! You're listening to the Heidi Show. Stupid ass live video that made you fucking verify your account. Excuse me, I realize it's very rude. Disgusting. Women shouldn't do that sort of thing. That's so gross. Dude, that's my bike's drinking cherry coke and rum. And yeah, Absent, you should definitely go pee and get the waitress to watch your shit. What's gonna happen? They're gonna take the whole fucking laptop? They're gonna take all your gear. What are you gonna do? Take it in the bathroom with you? Just to take a piss? Come on.
Say hello to Heidi. Say hello to Emma, Heidi.
Hi, Emma. She's not gonna speak. Oh, no.
She got scared.
Of course she did.
Technology.
Oh, dude, that's my bike. Bought his way to a verification for his account. Well, you could always just piss on the floor under the table, if worse comes to worse.
Why? Who?
Absent.
Me? Well, I thought someone had been telling you stories.
About you pissing on the floor?
No, wouldn't do a thing like that.
Are you known to piss on the floor?
Nah, I'm a fuck.
Friend of mine...
Right, are you in the middle of something, or can I...
I was just going to say, a friend of mine one time took a blanket... And he was so drunk that he just, like, balled up a blanket and put his dick into it and pissed into the blanket.
That's one way of getting rid of it.
Yeah.
No, it was probably about a year ago now, and it was in my old house.
Mm.
And I'd been up all night drinking with a few of us and taking a plethora of different drugs and whatnot. And someone was in the... So I was waiting outside, and then all of a sudden, next thing I know, my housemate Adam come out of his bedroom at the end. He hadn't been doing anything, no drinking or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked at me and went, "What the fuck are you doing?"
And I went, ugh, what? And sort of just came round. And I was basically at the top of the stairs, pissing down in onto the landing. And I was like, ugh, I don't actually know. Sorry. So I went downstairs into the kitchen, got some cloths, and just started wiping it up. And that's the first time I've ever done that. And I just had no recollection of just doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That reminds me.
Drugs are good, kids.
I've heard stories about people, like, opening up a dresser drawer and pissing into it, not realizing what they're doing. And,
Well, my mate Shelley, her ex, Mojo, he, in another different house that I used to live, he went in our living room and opened a drawer that we had below the TV. And pissed all over my mate Dougal's PlayStation 2.
Oh, no.
But he got caught. Yeah. He's lucky he didn't electrocute himself, I suppose.
But did he realize what he was doing? Or was he just, like, out of his mind?
Did he fuck?
You know, it usually...
he was just pissed.
Usually you hear about guys doing stuff like that. But a friend of mine...
Do women do it, then?
Apparently. A friend of mine had a mom who was a real bad drunk. And she came into her bedroom in the middle of the night while my friend was sleeping. And she lifted up her nightgown and pissed in her waste paper basket.
Excellent. Was it one of them ones that are just like a wire mesh?
No. No, it was actually
like a
plastic one, luckily.
Right, okay. Well, that's not too bad.
Well, it's pretty bad. I mean, that's pretty sad. You know, you're like an adult. And you wake up to see your mom pissing into your waste paper basket. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. That and when I was a little kid, I had those one-piece pajamas, like the furry kind that zip up with the feet.
Yeah.
And I was having a dream that was really funny. And I sat down on the toilet and I peed through my pajamas. I didn't take down my one piece pajamas.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
There's videos like that.
And that's why my bike says footy jammas, but I always called them feety pajamas. Feety pajamas. Not footy jammas.
Fetus pajamas.
And Deej asked if Heidi was a furry as a kid. Close. Yeah, that explains a lot. Dude, that's my bike says feety is lame. But whatever. I guess Nick the Bone got fed up with the Heidi show. Doesn't go anywhere, does it? The Heidi show doesn't really go anywhere.
Well, how long does it take Emo to get in the room? Jesus.
He must be really having a hard time. I guess that's sort of what it is, right? We're just killing time till Emo gets here.
Well, that's all. Yeah. Rough Onen, he looks like... Is that his real picture, do you think? He doesn't look real.
I can't see him.
If that is you, dude, sorry. If you just hold your cursor over him, it comes up.
Oh, yeah, now I see it. Yeah, I see. Yes, he is. Yes, it is him.
Like, solidly scary.
Yeah, he looks like a big guy.
You don't live in England, do you? I hope not. Otherwise... Oh, sweet. Yeah, you look well scary.
You know what it sounds like?
Joking.
You've got all
welcome
this.
Welcome to the Heidi Show.
Yeah, welcome to the Heidi Show. You've got all this like background noise going there, like social hour.
Cackling hens.
It reminds me of back in the day, this radio station here on Long Island called WBAB used to have a show like on Fridays at like quitting time, and they called it Jerry's Gin Joint, and it was just like a track. Of, like, it sounded like bar noise in the background. The guy wasn't really in a bar, but you would swear that he was broadcasting from, like, a place. And I give you the feeling, like, this party atmosphere. So we kind of have that going on, except that you actually have people there. You actually have friends.
I've got, housemates.
They're your friends, though, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. So friendly that they won't even say hello.
That's okay. It's not for everyone. Just because you're an attention whore and I'm an attention whore doesn't mean Emma's an attention whore. Right.
And I am a, no, I don't suppose she is.
She's not. Clearly.
Nah.
So, let's see. What do I have on my list here? I guess we should get on with the show, right?
Have you played the intro?
No. What intro?
What
intro?
It's time to pour a vodka. It's time to grab a beer. It's time to... I can't sing it. Not when I hear myself back.
Ah, that sucks. So, so turn the volume down and sing it so we can hear it. But you can't.
Oh, God. I can't. I don't know if I'll remember it.
Yeah, you can do it. Ready?
Absolutely. Should phone in and sing his okay. No.
Not gonna happen.
No. No. I'm not drunk enough.
All
absinthe.
Right.
I mean, the absinthe and my vodka. No.
All right. So where the hell is Emo?
Where in the world is Emo?
Where in the world is Emo Tony B?
Emo Tony B.
Yeah. Oh.
Rats Radio.
Yay, Graham's here. So,
sorry I couldn't make your show last night, Graham. Oh, shush. You go.
No, it's all right. Go ahead. I love that.
Well, I'll get confused.
You know what? In fact, maybe I should leave you to talk, and I'll go get myself another beer.
All right. Okay. Well, give me a top... well, no, don't go yet.
No. Seen any good movies lately?
No, I'll tell you what. I started watching In Bruges last night.
And?
When I got in from the pub. Well, it was like 3 o'clock when I got in. And I lie down on the living room floor to watch it, and I felt dizzy.
Aww.
So it was bedtime. Because I was a little bit drunk.
Well,
talk about 24.
I recently, whatchamacallit, I recently saw that movie In Bruges, and I loved it. I thought it was really good. And then I was talking to a friend of mine who didn't know I had seen the movie. He doesn't listen to the radio show. And he says, oh, I saw a real stinker of a movie last night. And I was like, oh, yeah? What was that? And he said, In Bruges. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I thought it was so good, you know? And it just, like, it just went right over his head, I guess. Like, he just didn't, there was no humor in it for him. He didn't like the story. He didn't like it. He didn't like it.
So it's a good film, and I should watch it again.
Let me float the style. I think that the time's near that we drop studs. There won't be no duds here.
Yeah.
Kind of on the space tip, but when they hear the jam,
BRB, yo.
I'm not fucking rock. I know the territory. Go ahead and try. That's a different story. Similar to Grim.
Cut down on the mic, grabbing one and two. Listening to that show, it ain't good. I am freestyling. Asking could he have some, but I can't. Never ever go back and try again, man. If you come back, I'll let people listen to the music. I got nothing tonight. I'm not that drunk. Do it for the kids, the elders and the rap peers. The job is done. When we hear a lot of cheers, gotta feel the vibe. Hi. Welcome back.
Hola. So I'm switching from Yuengling to St. Pauli girl.
Well done. I never hear of these beers that you drink.
You never heard of St. Pauli girl?
No.
That's a product of Germany, my friend. Uh-oh, but it's not a screw-off.
Season. That didn't... Hang on. Whatever. The Midnight Marauder. Give enough respects to Africa Bambaataa as a man in the world. I must do my job. Take care of Mama Ju. I won't resort to rock. Who's this, Heidi?
Tribe Called Quest. Obsessed with the rap, but it's the mental fitness like shooting CeeLo. And always hitting head cracks.
The industry is luck. Winning with the fake raps. Peace to the crews. Did you check out Steel Panther at all?
Steel Panther? Did you tell me to?
Yes.
No.
Fuck's sake. Well, I'll tell you what, right? I've had it up to here, right? I send you all these fucking Facebook messages. I wait for them, and I think, like, you know, you just ignore me and everything, and you just fucking read them.
What the fuck are you talking about? Steel Panther. Never
Don't
heard of it.
Fucking make me chipmunk face, woman. Steel Panther, I told you to check them out. They're a joke, like, hair metal band. In fact, fuck it. next time you take a break, I want you to play some Steel Panther.
Steel Panther, okay.
Welcome to the room.
Emo
anyway.
Tony B! Yeah!
Oh, she's fell over with excitement. She can't get up. No, there she is.
Yeah. Steel Panther, are they anything like the Darkness?
I suppose they're like they're just a piss-taking hair metal band. So you need to get that sorted for next break. Mm-hmm. And I either want Dar She Blows or Death to All But Metal. They're the only two songs I know, to be honest.
What are you saying? Now what? What was the Steel Panther song that you wanted?
Right, you've got a choice. You can either have Dar She Blows or Death to All But Metal. I'd personally go with Death to All But Metal, but the video is better for Dar She Blows. Death to All But Metal!
All right, darling.
No, I'll sing it to the girls and Emo.
Nicholas!
This is Steel Panther, Death to All But Metal.
Nicholas! I said, name the most important music genre of the 20th century. And don't say heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Nicholas, what you need to realize is that metal was a passing.
This class sucks. I wish Steel Panther would show up and school these assholes about metal. Death to all but metal.
What did you just say?
I said, death to all but metal.
Send me a message, go for the moves!
You know, I couldn't agree more with what you're saying, death to all but metal.
No, it's not death to all but metal, it's death to all but metal.
Yeah, but metal.
No, not but metal, it's death to all but metal.
But metal.
But no, but, there's nothing about a but.
Death to all but metal.
That's what I said.
So what did you think, Heidi?
Well, you didn't tell me that stupid cunt Sarah Silverman was in the video.
I don't know. I don't know you Americans. You're the only American I know.
Meow.
Is that Mew?
This is Mao. But you have to say Mao.
Mao.
Doesn't it look more like a cat than a dog?
It looks like a hound. Hand with a head.
That's Mao.
It looks like something from the Monster Munch Chris Company.
It what?
The Monster Munch. The crisps? The Monster Munch?
Come again?
Do you get Monster Munch?
No!
Come again so soon?
No.
Do you not get Monster Munch over there?
No. We get Bunch of Crunch. Don't be fucking with me. We get Bunch of Crunch.
I'll bring you a pack of Monster Munch over.
Months of Munch?
It looks like one of them.
Months of Munch?
What?
What are you
Monster.
Saying? Monster Munch.
There we go.
I thought you said months. Months of Munch.
Months.
You could munch it for months.
Don't take the piss out of the deaf. I'm deaf in two ears. That's why I speak like this. Right, Emo, I've been thinking about that. Right, and you know what? If I get caught bringing 2CB over, then I'm gonna be basically marked down as a terrorist and be put in Guantanamo Bay.
You gotta make sure that it's nothing that they can sniff out.
It'll be up my ass,
dude.
Probably.
Ew. you understand that, Emo? It will have been up his ass.
I'll tell you what, Emo, we'll sort it. I'll try and send you some again.
It will have been up his
ass. You can bleep this bit out of your thing.
Right, well, because they're gonna hear my live video broadcast and they're going to track you, and then they're gonna follow you when
the Federalists.
Yes, I know. They're really that organized.
Yeah, that's just true.
Oh my God. Hey, tell me something.
No, I can't help but sing in my head. Go on.
Do they have some shit over there that people drink for, like, microbiotic health called kefir?
Yes. Yakult. Oh, called what?
Kefir?
Oh, I'm not sure. But there's many, like, little... They come in, like, mini drinks.
Yeah, they have, like, yogurt things here that are, like, probiotic yogurts. Jamie Lee Curtis hawks it. Apparently she's got some intestinal distress. Mm. And she sells she sells Activia. So you don't shit your pants and whatnot. Makes you very regular,
no,
apparently.
I don't.
Gives you a nice solid dump.
Honest.
Anyway, so there's this other stuff that you can get, and it's a curd, right? You know what I'm talking about? A curd?
Oh, like a curd,
a cottage cheese kind of curd. And what you do is it's a culture, so you grow it, and you add milk to it, and you know what? Have you been watching Top Chef, Emo Tony? You talking about that wheat gluten stuff? Not that. No, not that. This is not a wheat gluten. It's a live culture, right?
So are you fisting an invisible woman now?
I'm fisting an invisible woman right now. That's what I'm doing. Exactly. You like that? I've got kind of a big hand, right? Kind of a big... If I was a dude... They tell me if I was a dude, I'd have a big dick. Because I've got like a long span here. That's what they tell
me.
That's what they tell me anyway.
Don't listen to them.
If I was a dude.
They feed you full of disinformation.
If I was a dude. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Say no more.
How do we know you're not?
Right, exactly. Tourette's Radio says, I thought you were a dude. Exactly. Let me whip out my giant cock.
Do you know the actual word dude? Is it a camel's cock? But is that a proper name for a camel's cock?
What do you mean?
Was I fed this information now?
Camel's cock?
Right, you know the animal, the camel? Okay.
Yeah.
So is there a cock called a dude?
I have no idea.
Like, that's its actual name. Someone who can be asked, look that up on Google or something.
I love that.
I was told it years ago.
A camel's cock is called a dude.
And I'm not sure if it's true. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Graham says, I heard dude was an elephant's ingrown butt hair.
We're not going to get the truth out of the chat room now, are we?
No, apparently that's the story. People are saying that's legit. That's legitimately what they've heard. And that I have a dick.
Well, I think just the one.
If I'm going to have to prove that I don't, I will.
Okay. How?
I don't know. I'll probably have to drink some vodka first. Yeah.
Vodka. Smirnoff.
Graham says, yeah, you're a dude unless you prove it. I'm going to have to drop
yeah,
a trowel
you get a
later.
Bit, just saying.
Yeah, so, what was I saying? Oh, kefir. So, anyway, my mom gets, what's a dick for? My mom gets a bit of this kefir culture to grow, but she's calling it kefir to me. She keeps calling it kefir. And I'm getting visions of, like, Kiefer Sutherland in my head. I'm thinking, like, I'm reefer, kefir. Anyway.
Unlocking locks.
Dude, that's my bike says good, a story.
That's what
I have to pee. So anyway, finally, my mom keeps talking about the kefir, the kefir, the kefir, the kefir. She's got a little notepad piece of paper that she's written down the instructions on of how to grow the kefir. Hello?
Hello?
I need to add to conference. How do I do that?
You control click on the thing.
Got it. Okay, I got it.
Very technical, the thing.
Got it.
Am I still here?
Yeah, you're here now.
It's Cockney!
Sorry, I have to... I'm actually recording
Hi,
this
Rooster.
Time.
Hi, Cockney.
How you doing?
I
don't know why I'm talking like that.
peaches and cream, sugar tits.
So, Rooster, live from the non-existent douchecast bar night. How's it going there at the bar night?
I'm not there yet, but I just wanted to call and say that I have a decent buzz going, and I am looking forward to many more drunk calls to whoever will listen.
Well, you know we all love the drunk calls.
I suspect you'll be getting quite a few.
I love that. That's my evening's entertainment.
I'm glad I can be entertaining.
Did you get to pee? What'd you do? Tell us.
I did go pee, and I just kind of took my chances and left the laptop open and darted across to the other side of the restaurant to pee and almost ran over a guy in a wheelchair. It was great.
That could have been interesting. You know, did you not ask the waitress to keep an eye on your shit?
No, she wasn't there when I finally just broke down and got up and left. I figured there was enough people in the general vicinity that, I mean, if one person got up, then another one would have said something, so.
Sure.
I took my chances.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet.
I just wanted to call and say hi.
Oh, I'm glad. Have you heard from anyone? Do you know if anybody's showing up?
I think there's actually, I think there's somebody waiting on me there right now.
Excellent.
So, I know.
Are they fat?
I'm kind of excited. There's one person that's going to show up out of the 100 that I've invited. So.
Oh, quick, I'm going to trump.
I consider this like the burial for the show, and it kind of speaks to what the show was, you know?
I understand. I'm sorry that I couldn't be there for it.
But you've got an excuse. You don't live very nearby.
That's true.
I've got an excuse.
No.
You've got an excuse.
Well,
I didn't get a note from my parents.
Prepare yourself to hear from me later, but I will let you go.
Okay, honey.
Because I am on the verge of arriving.
All right. Make it happen.
All right.
The vinegar stroke of getting there.
I am about a block away.
All right, honey.
A block.
All right.
Talk to you later.
You kids have fun.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye now.
See you later, dude.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise known as camel cock.
Emo says if he gets a pic message of Rooster's cock this evening, he's going to be very upset. Has that happened before? Have you had a picture of Rooster's cock in the past? Not from Rooster. Ew, somebody
Emo,
else sent you a picture
of you said you wouldn't say.
So, yeah, Heidi Show, everybody, Heidi Show. I really like the Steel Panther, by the way, Cockney.
Yeah? Excellent. I'm seeing them in October. me, Shelley, and a couple of others want to get dressed up in like spandex and stuff.
Oh, perfect.
So that should be fun.
Yeah, really do it up. I think next show I'm going to wear my my rubber leggings that I got.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Be doing that.
Why not?
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
Yeah. Put elastic bands around the bottom.
Hey, listen. Do you have this guy Mac D's cam up? It's really fucking freaky. It's really, really freaky. It's it blinks and shit. It's like this little like bear slash mousey type character, and it looks like a person blinking. Looks like it's alive. It's freaking me out, yo.
It's alive. Do you know what we did the other week?
What did you do the other week?
I went round to, I'll fucking tell you, girl. Right, so we went round to my mate Shelley's house. And who was it? I took Rebecca around there with me. So there was, anyway, there was a few of us. And we watched Weird Science and Breakfast Club.
Oh, in honor of the death of John Hughes?
Yeah, may his little soul rest in peace.
Yes. So many things have happened.
I didn't even know he died about until a week later.
You know, so many things have happened since my last show.
Last time we spoke.
Isn't that odd?
That was like 3 months ago, wasn't it?
It's been a long time since I've done a show. And in the interim, a lot of things have happened. The Weird Science girl is Kelly Brock. Kelly LeBrock. That's it. He doesn't even have his license, Lisa. Yes. Great stuff. Weird Science. Love that movie. Love it. Bill Paxton.
I wonder what she looks like
as
now.
The older brother, in fact. Kelly LeBrock. Good question. When was the last time anyone saw hide or hair of Kelly LeBrock?
Maybe she been drinking some magical juice and turned into Kelly Brook.
It's not good.
Oh, rough. Does she look like Kelly McGinnis?
Hey, she's looking thick these days. You know what? I'll say, actually, not awful. Not awful. Just
maybe you should put her picture up as this show's picture.
You know who she kind of looks like? You know Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom from American Pie?
Mm.
That's what she's looking like these days. That sort of thickness. It's hard. It's hard for women getting older.
No, you seem to be doing okay.
Cock. You fucking dick. You piece of shit.
I meant that as a compliment.
Yeah. How old I am. No, it's hard. It really is. Look, give me another 10 years and I'll be thick like that. I think women don't seem to be able to help it. Look, there's a very few women who seem to escape this phenomenon. And if you look at, say,
June Brown did it, all right?
June Brown. Don't know who that is. Don't know who June Brown is. No, no.
You do.
Who is she?
Yeah. Dot.
Oh, Dot. Well, she's very thin. You know what, in fact... What's that?
She just posed nude in a magazine over here.
No, she did not.
Funnily enough, you know, like the American Beauty petal stuff?
Yeah.
Funnily enough, she's just done it with Bakewell tarts. Type it in, Google that shit.
Dude.
June Brown, Bakewell tart nude pic. Have you been keeping up on your EastEnders?
Well, in fact, it was just on last night. Here's the funny thing. Oh, there she is. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I don't know. I think it's Photoshopped. I think it's just her head. If you look at it. Yeah.
You think it's just her head? No, I think it's all her.
Ideal. Yes.
So listen.
Yes, very funny. I've only seen 3 episodes of it, Emo, but yeah.
So EastEnders was on last night, but last week it wasn't on. Last week was Dot's story. And it was like a movie. It was like a full hour of some backstory about Dot.
Yeah.
how, like, during World War II, sort of like the Chronicles
of... Oh, I remember that.
Sort of like the Chronicles of Narnia, like how the kids, that's how they ended up at the house that had the wardrobe in it, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, that they were, you know, from London. Yeah, yeah. But because of the air raids and everything, they were shipping these kids from London out to the countryside to stay with families where they would be more safe, right? So she mm-hmm. was one of these kids that got shipped out to the countryside and stayed with a couple out there, and the story ensues of how she, you know, lived with this couple, blah, 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 blah. And she goes back to visit them.
Well, no, sorry, I can't remember it that good.
That's
but
right.
I vaguely remember like it being aired over here. But it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I know. We're so far behind. And they made us go like 3 weeks without our two episodes. And I'm saying, like, we're so far behind as it is. How are we ever supposed to catch up? Especially if we're never going to catch up. But, I mean, it's
well,
just
you're
absurd.
Not. No, I mean, we play like, how many is it? It's on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
And what do they do on Wednesdays?
And it's like half-hour episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, they don't show it.
And you people don't have commercials?
People watch Coronation Street. Not on BBC, no.
So what, do they have like a little commercial break in between programs?
No, it's just basically advertising what's coming up.
Really?
Or an advert to like get you to pay your TV license.
That's like a major difference from what we have here, because you barely, I mean, a half an hour show is like a 15-minute show. Because it's constant.
Yeah, you got like 4 commercial breaks.
Ridiculous.
In, yeah.
Oh, if not more. It's bad.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
It's,
I mean,
really bad. In Germany, like, I remember.
We've lost it.
I remember when I was a little kid and I went to Germany, and they had these breaks in between the programs that the little Mainzelmännchen would come on. There were these cute little guys. They would come on. They were like little cartoon guys. And they would come on and tell the children to go to bed. Do they have anything like that there?
Yes.
They do. What are they called?
I wasn't listening. Sorry. I was typing. I'm a man. I can't multitask.
I understand.
And I fucking didn't even type. Sorry.
Hey, copy.
Something about a little person in Germany.
What do they call the little guy on television in England that tells the children when it's time to go to bed?
A pervert.
You have a Sandman?
I don't know. I don't know what
you mean.
You
have a little Sandman that comes around and sprinkles sand in the children's eyes and says, it's time to go to bed.
That sounds creepy as fuck. No, we don't get that.
But you just said you did. So you've lied to me
once again. Yeah, I was
lying.
I weren't listening. Yeah, I wasn't listening to you.
You prick bastard.
What do you mean, again? When have I lied to you in the past?
You're just a big, awful liar.
Ah.
Chopper...
I'm not even Cockney.
Chopper Dead says we get...
My name's not Tony.
Hello! Chopper Dead says we get In the Night Garden for Last Kids Show. I was thinking gin tonight, actually, Emo. Emo's saying I should start drinking vodka or gin.
Mother's Ruin. Get it in ya.
What's that, gin?
Yeah,
there's stories about how, you know, when people first started drinking gin, these women would get all fucking juiced up on gin and just, like, go pass out in the fields. And they would, like black out and do all kinds of crazy shit.
Gin? I don't like gin. It's not for me. I mean, I will drink it, but...
I love gin. Emo says gin makes you sick.
Gordon's.
Gin makes you sick.
You got to drink Gordon's gin.
I have Gordon's gin.
If you're
going to
drink any sort of gin.
Really? You think
yes.
Gordon's? There's
the epitome of all gin.
Gordon's
gin?
Is
what the
not
fuck's
so
drin?
Good. Tanqueray is good, and Bombay.
Oh, yeah, Bombay Blue.
We probably have
Mucker's sister is moving to America or something. Well, actually, they've moved. And they gave Mucker like shitloads of bottles of alcohol, and it's all sat in my kitchen on my kitchen floor, and it's like really fucking expensive whiskies, all single malt whiskey, like about 12 bottles. And so yeah, that's getting drunk.
Sure. Well, where in America are they moving to?
I think Boston, to be honest.
Really?
It's like her husband's a doctor and she's a fucking something special or whatever.
Boston's pretty nice, actually, I have to say, even though it's like the rival city of New York.
Have you been to Boston?
I have. Maybe? Yes, I have. Once.
Did you go to the Cheers bar?
No, I didn't go to the Cheers bar.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I didn't. Did anybody notice Heather the lesbian was in the room?
No, I missed her.
She left.
I noticed she's your friend on the Heidi show.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, is that her? She's the one with the cat and dog in her profile pic.
The redhead.
I was going to make a thing saying, you do have arms.
You should do that.
I'll do it in a bit.
I have to take a break.
Heidi should play Darcy Blows.
Has to take a break.
Deaf to all but metal.
Yep. Heidi Show. www.heidishow.com.
I can't hear you.
That's because my microphone is muted.
Fucking amateur. Right, get your shit together. Right, I've got a question for you.
Heidi Show! What's up?
Okay, so while you was doing what you were doing, I got a PM off Chopper Dead.
Yep.
Yeah, and it said, I think he thinks I know what I'm doing because I'm on your show.
Okay.
It says, you have any idea about software, etc. I would need to start broadcasting.
Software, so very quickly, you would just need tell him to what start broadcasting? No, you don't need software to start broadcasting. You just need a microphone and a mixing board. You need a medium. I guess you don't even need a mixing board. If you can...
I think he said he wants to play music over stuff, so... Mm-hmm.
But. The best way to do it is to get yourself a little mixing board. Check out like Musician's Friend or trying to think what other websites are good for ordering stuff like that. Or just go to like a Sam Ash or something like that and get yourself a little like 4-channel mixing board. And then
Techno Hour from the Heidi Show Well, not our.
You know, I mean, like, the thing is, I've got all this gear here, right? Because I had the other radio show, the Chaos Radio show, so I've got... Yeah, but... All right, so...
You had another show.
Yeah, I had another show. Chopper Dead, I don't know if you're looking at the cam, but I've got this whole... Like, you don't need something this big, but I'm working with something where you need a medium, something that you can plug in your mics. You know, you need a... If you want to stream audio through the chat room, you kind of need a second computer.
Oh, don't tell me I fucked it all up.
What'd you fuck all up? What'd you fuck all up?
I'm trying to put my webcam on, but...
Douchebag! Douchebag! What the fuck did you fuck all up?
Massive delay. I'm going to fuck all that up.
You left
Paddy,
the room.
I'll tell you what, can I hang up and I'll call you back in a sec?
Goodbye. Dick. I'm not picking up when he calls back. Anyway, so thanks to my friend Sandy at the Lesbian Mafia cast. www.myspace.com/... I don't know. Lesbian Mafia cast. I think that's her URL. Something to that effect. Anyway, just Google it, the Lesbian Mafia. That's my friend Sandy. Anyway, she, motherfucker. What?
Hello?
What? Hi, show! Anyway. Douchebag. Douche. There's another show. Another shoe. Hey, Schnikes. I've got another show plugging my show, and so I want to plug her show. This adorable little British girl named Emily does a show called the One Gay Unicorn Podcast. You can tell that I've started my third beer because I'm unable to read. Unable to read. Emily has the One Gay Unicorn podcast. She's on Podomatic. One Gay Unicorn. The One Gay Unicorn podcast. The really cute little British girl voice. Adorable. She heard about me through the Lesbian Mafia. And she's drunk emailing me and telling me how I have the sexiest podcasting voice she's ever heard. Blah, blah, blah. She's got the most adorable little British voice you've ever heard in your life. I think you know what the thing is, like, when you're here, you think they sound so cute, and when you're there, they think we sound so cute. Chopper Dead. Are you, across the pond there? In, where are you? Chopper Dead. Yep, yeah. England, then? It's the novelty thing. We think... Newcastle. We think you guys sound adorable. Like, you know, I mean, Cockney is probably like a total... As I was saying, Cockney is probably like
a total wanker. That's what I am.
Degenerate, as of what I was going to say, degenerate. But because of the accent, I think he's adorable.
Oh, thank you, Miss Sweetie.
But that wasn't really meant as a compliment.
Well, I know. Newcastle, that's a funny accent. It's a probably... Oh, lad. No, that's fucking... Oh, I've had a total mind fuck. Blank. Newcastle. Why are you pet?
Oh, is that how they talk? That almost sounds
Newcastle.
Like, that's Yorkshire twat, he says.
I know, sorry. Sorry. Chop my head.
Ugh. You guys all just sound so fucking sexy to me. Give me
yes.
British, Irish, Scottish, it all works. Because I can understand...
All at once.
I can understand what the fuck you're saying, for the most part. Sometimes not so much, but for the most part, first of all. And second of all, there's something about the Germans. Because they're very, like, S-y. There's a lot of stuff going on with them. Not so sexy.
Whispering. Sneaky bastards.
No, there's a lot of, it's like very toothy, their accent, the Germans. Not my dad. My dad's like got the most awesome German accent ever. But
did you do your German intro?
No, I did not.
Oh, you fucking see who's a liar now? Who am I getting a replay of?
Oh, you know what happened too? I closed your IM, so I don't even have that little script that you sent me.
Well, you know.
God damn it. I wouldn't say they sound classy. I wouldn't say they sound classy, Schnikes. I think that, you know, Cockney doesn't, certainly does not sound classy. He sounds sort of...
I could probably try and do classy.
You sound sort of like gutterish.
I can speak a lot better than the actual accent.
Mucka sounds classy. Mucka definitely sounds like classy dude.
I heard him on the phone the other day when he was speaking to a potential guy for the charity engine,
mm-hmm.
and he put on a proper phone voice. It was like sort of a, "Hi, this is Mark. I'm sorry I can't get through to you at the moment, but I will get back to you at the next available opportunity."
That's kind of like Chris,
but, yeah.
Chaos Chris, when he talks on the phone. His business voice is much more proper than his radio voice. He doesn't sound like Watto. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Where's my money? Well, that was cool hearing it echo both of us back together saying it. Hey, listen to me. Cockney.
No.
I have like this whole, look, you know my show notebook? Look it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
rife with notes.
What do you do with them when they're full up?
What do you mean?
Like one.
The book? The whole book?
Yeah. I want it when it's full.
You know, this book goes back to chaos.
Yeah. I want it.
Oh, look at this. I can go back. I've got something about Jamie Lynn Spears here. We're not kidding. Mm-hmm. The long overdue return of Chaos Radio has finally come. We're not kidding this time. Chaos Radio is really back online. Heidi, Rodian, and Chris have returned in all their foul-mouthed, ball-busting glory.
When you read that out originally on the Heidi show, on the Chaos Radio show,
yeah.
you lasted like 2, maximum 3 episodes.
Yeah. That was the end of it, right? We covered the assassination of Benazir Bhutto with some exclusive audio that may suggest Hannah Montana is responsible for the former Pakistani Prime Minister's death. Heidi bragged about finishing school and talked about the hot chicks in her World War II simulation class. We blame the victims of the San Francisco Tiger attack for their own misfortune. Heidi and the boys get into a pointless gender role argument. Stand-up comedian and cringe humor radio host Jeremy Schachter called in to discuss the end of Court TV and its new incarnation as True TV. Rodian managed to get some digs in on Jeremy's boss, Star Jones. You should check out Jeremy's website, standupjeremy.com. Oh! Jeremy Schachter.
So basically you're doing Chaos Radio recap.
You know what? Jeremy mm-hmm. Schachter quit stand-up comedy.
The Schachter factor.
The Schachter factor is no more, and he's not doing stand-up anymore, which is a pity, because he was really funny. No, he was good.
Yeah.
WonderBros.com! WonderBros!
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 Bros! I'm on a delay. It's fucking annoying. I can hear myself, and I'm on a delay. Right, Heidi, right, I want to do a little experiment. I'll show you what sort of delay I'm on. Okay, so if you don't lick and look at me like that. Right, say one. Go, and I'll say it when you do.
One.
I'll say two. Two.
Yeah, I know, because I can hear it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's going to be great. This is going to be the greatest
if I do this?
Radio show ever.
Go on.
Douche. The bros. Yo, listen. Wonder Bros, hey, www.wonderbros.com. It's good. It's good. Check it out.
Heather.
Site's looking great. And Heather the lesbian, the girl with arms, is here in the chat room.
And legs.
She says, hello. So I didn't get to finish talking about Kiefer. But anyway, here's the story. So my mom keeps saying Kiefer, right? And then I see her little note, and it's spelled K-E-F-I-R. And I'm mm-hmm. like, fucking, how do you pronounce that Kiefer? It's fucking Kafir. Obviously, it's Kafir, right? You look at that, it's like, okay, that's a Middle Eastern word. Where do you get kefir from? So I ended up getting into a huge fight with my mom over it, and how I'm only making a point of this because I hate her, according to her. And I thought I was going to be really funny and play this for her.
Kefir.
So I thought I was going to be really funny and go up to my mom and be like, hey, Ma, listen.
Kefir.
Because she didn't believe me. That it was.
It's like sushi.
Kefir.
Maka thinks sushi is pronounced sushi.
Sushi?
Yeah, but ask like Japanese people, and they've all said sushi.
Well,
not sushi.
There's a Japanese place that I like to go to called Hoshi Sushi. And when you go there, they say sushi. Hoshi Sushi.
Who died and made you fucking king of the zombies? Sorry, that was third dude, that's my bike.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Or Shnikes, one
the
of them.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Who the fuck am I talking to?
Yo. Emo Tony says Sushi Min. That's what he would name a sushi place. I went out for sushi like last week, and there were these douchebags.
I used to go to school with a girl called Sushi.
Like Ho Chi Minh, right? Gotcha. You went to high school with a girl named Sushi?
Yeah. You joined the group, but you haven't added anything, Heidi.
Joined what
group? Shame, shame, shame on you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I used to go to school with a boy or girl called, and then you put your thing on Facebook. My group.
I had completely forgotten that I joined See? That. Oh, so listen, Heidi Show. What should we do? Stefan Marbury audio or voicemail?
Don't forget to kill Philip. Do the audio.
The Stefan Marbury audio?
Well, for God's sake, he's got an arm off.
All right, you're getting cut off in
I'm
a minute.
Stop them now.
I need you to focus. Focus in.
Sorry.
Are we doing a radio show or are we doing a radio show?
I'm focusing.
So, hey, listen, Cockney, do you know who this guy Stefan Marbury is?
He's a baseball player.
Basketball, a.k.a. Starbury.
Oh, close.
Do you remember when we played audio on Chaos Radio? Oh, Simon. Simon.
Don't get distracted now. We're doing a radio show, remember?
Do you see him? Hello, Simon. So,
He's a pretty boy.
He's naked on the bed. Simon.
Well, he's always naked.
He's got a bone.
Is that dude my bike's bone?
Simon's going to bite Matt's bone.
Not very big.
Mm-hmm. So, listen. Do you remember Cockney? You're a big fan of the Chaos Radio show, right?
Yeah. A little bit.
It was all right.
I'm going to get this wrong.
Do you remember we played some audio of a guy, Stefan Marbury, and he was on this sports interview show called Mic'd Up with Mike Francesa, and except it was being hosted by someone else, and his cell phone rang during the interview.
He done Mike Francesa. He was Mad Dog Mike or whatever, wasn't he?
Mike and the Mad Dog. That's right. That's right. So,
yeah,
but
right.
Anyway, Mike wasn't there that night. They had another guy hosting the show, but he was interviewing Stefan Marbury, and his cell phone rang. And he pulls out the cell phone, and he says, that's my better hoe.
It was his bitch.
Instead of saying my better half, he said, that's my better hoe.
Yeah,
my wife, my
that.
Better hoe, my better Don't half.
Chaos Radio point.
This guy. Stefan Marbury. He's not under contract with any NFL team. I mean, I'm sorry, NBA team. See, I don't even know what the fuck he does. He's so out of his mind. He's always creating some kind of stupid-ass drama. His dad died, so he couldn't play basketball for a long time. He was with the New York Knicks.
Boo fucking who,
exactly. Now he's not under contract, so he's out in LA and he's on Ustream. You know what the Douchecast used to do their show on?
Yeah.
He's on Ustream like 24 hours a day. And he's completely losing his mind. He's having a total meltdown. He cries. He plays music and cries. Like with no shirt on, he cries. And while his boy, like, comes up behind him and rubs his shoulders and is like, it's all right, man, it's all right. And he talks shit. He gets in the car with his laptop. He sits in the backseat of the car while he's being driven around. He was in a car accident while he's broadcasting. awesome. So anyway, here's Stefan Marbury admitting to smoking weed. And it looks like he's in some sort of sports supply store, like a Foot Locker kind of thing. Anyway, here's that audio.
The cat is out the bag. I smoke marijuana. Yep. I can relate.
No, I had it on
Fresno,
and I was back
open. Oh, yeah, saw me.
You
guys saw me.
Man, that's strange.
What's crazy about it?
You play professional basketball.
I don't play professional basketball.
Oh, you good then?
I know.
Oh, you good. You good money.
I know. How you feel about that? Yeah. I don't play professional basketball. I'm not playing basketball right now.
Oh, yeah, you want
to... I'm not on the team.
Basically, he knows he's done. He's never going to play basketball again. He's never going to get paid to play basketball again.
Alright, so whatever you doing, I guess...
I could do whatever I want to do. I'm a grown man.
So... That's good. That's wonderful.
You done every drug that people probably would never do.
Almost every drug, yes.
I smoke weed occasionally.
Okay.
But guess what? I'm not under contract.
But guess what?
And I'm not playing basketball.
Exactly. That's good.
So I'm not driving. And I'm not in a car intoxicated or delusional.
Most definitely, yes.
So I'm following the rules. Do you know you could buy marijuana inside in L.A.?
You could buy marijuana in New Jersey, right?
No, I'm talking about you could go inside a store.
In New Jersey, you can too.
Oh, they got it in New Jersey?
I heard they got it. It's a medication or something. I don't know what it is.
They give marijuana to cancer patients, and then they tell kids that they can't smoke marijuana.
That's crazy, man. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, Emo says they decriminalized pot and coke in small amounts in Mexico. Like you said,
in Cuba, it's meant to be legal to have 2 grams of coke on you.
Well, Cuba, I mean, you go to Cuba, you get a chance of not coming home. I guess unless you go to Havana.
Why is it that good over there?
No, I mean, it's kind of fucked up over there.
My boss went. He came back.
Where do you go, Havana?
I have no idea. I don't pay that much attention.
Matt is asking Simon if he wants some Funyuns. Look at Simon's face.
Yeah, I want some Funyuns. Stick there naked with peanut butter on his cock.
Yeah, I want some Funyuns. What, are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Chopper Dead says his in-laws went. They had to have escorts outside of the compound. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know about Cuba so much. I don't think I would go running around Cuba.
I wouldn't mind going there. If you can get coke, I would love to go. At the end of the day, that's where like cocaine comes from and stuff. And I would like to try some decent coke.
That was Colombia.
Instead of the fucking, well, whatever.
Whatever, South America.
But you know what I mean.
Whatever it is.
Whatever. You know what I mean. I would like some decent fucking cocaine as opposed to like the watered down shit that we all get.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'd like to try it. Yeah, I'd love to have a gram of coke from, like, 20 years ago.
Something really pure.
Yeah, because, I mean, I get fuck all off coke. I mean, you know, I'll take it, but it does fuck all for me.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
That's how I feel about it.
The last time I got decent coke was when I saw Joe Rogan live. And I just didn't shut up. He told me to shut the fuck up.
Did you get it from Joe Rogan?
No. I would love to. I'm seeing him again in, when am I seeing him, Heidi? You tell me.
November.
Oh, I get you. You do pay attention. I'll take it all back.
November I guess the important things I pay attention to.
Yeah.
I don't know. November what?
Mid-November? 7th, I think. I'm not sure.
7th?
No, that's... No, that's a... No, 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 That's a very other important day.
It better not be the 7th.
Okay, so I'll be in New York on the 7th.
So let's do voicemails, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Oh, wait, let's finish this.
Friends keep telling me I must be going blind. You got cottage cheese all over your behind, yeah. Even though some people point and laugh at us, you can kick their ass because you're bigger than a bus.
I think you need to see the video to the songs to appreciate them.
What's that?
You need to see the videos to There She Blows to appreciate it. Well, no, I'm just saying for the people in the chat room.
All right.
And on podcast. Hello, everybody on podcast.
Hey, are you listening
to this? I'm in your head.
Yeah, Uncle Crops.
Uncle Crops, he's a geezer, isn't he, eh?
He's a geezer.
Aw, I can't wait to see his little sleepy eyes in
my
semi-muscular arms.
I can't wait for that. I have no idea. Listen,
Is he going to be there, Heidi, do you know?
I don't know. It would take some finagling, because, you know, he lives out of state now. He moved away from me, my best friend. That motherfucker, he moved away from me. It hits me every once in a while, I'm like, Ohio? Who? What? What the hell? Do you understand? He was my best friend. Like
your fucking compadre, you know?
Yeah. My go-to guy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I've got a book in front of me.
Here's the voicemails.
Oh, go on, sorry.
Voicemails! Voicemails!
Voicemails! We love it when you get your voicemails!
We love it when we get the voicemail!
Hello, Heidi Show and Heidi Show viewers, listeners.
Oh,
hello,
great.
Emo Tony B.
Whatever. Emo Tony B, Hamilton, New Jersey, and I am calling in to tell you what I watched this week. This week, I have a recommendation from my esteemed friend, Cockney, from Manchester, England. I watched a movie called It's All Gone, Pete Tong. It's about this rave club kind of DJ who's at the height of his game, and then goes deaf. That's the first 30 to 40 minutes of the movie, and then it progresses to him going into complete shambles and, you know, end of life kind of, what am I going to do now? And then he decides to learn how to read lips, falls in love with the girl, and through that finds a way to reestablish himself in the music world through feeling and seeing music. It's actually a pretty interesting movie. The hour and a half goes by pretty quickly, so it doesn't get boring or slow. The first female lead that plays his wife when he's a big star is pretty good looking. Then she leaves him when he's kind of at his worst type thing, and he finds this.
Hey, have you seen It's All Gone, Pete Tong? The girl who plays his wife, who has the mixed race stepson or her son. Doesn't she look like Posh Spice?
Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham. She does. She's like a busted Victoria Beckham.
No, I'm going to say no on that one.
I think you're wrong.
But I haven't seen it in like over a year, so.
She does. She does. Speaking of Victoria Beckham, you know David Beckham says that he still has her in his phone as Posh.
Well, why wouldn't you? Teach them how to read lips, and she's kind of, you know, wife next door, kind of hot. Like, if she came on to you at the neighborhood barbecue, you'd be happy to take her home and fuck her. But other than that, she's nothing to hoot and holler over.
Cute as
I will say that when I get a movie from Netflix, I do look at it. I look at the packaging, the sleeve to see how worn it is. I look to see how heavy the black line is across the scan thing. If you have Netflix, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
And also the integrity of the actual disc to see if I can expect scratches or fuck-ups or whatever. This is by far the cleanest, least damaged, and subsequently probably least viewed movies I have received.
I can't say the same, Emo. I can't say the same about It's All Gone, Pete Tong, because I also got it from Netflix, and I have to tell you that there are more shiny, brand-new-looking movies than the It's All Gone, Pete Tong. Mindship out of Melville, New York.
Through Netflix so far. So I don't think it's a very well-known movie, but it's definitely worth the hour-and-a-half watch. It's got a great soundtrack. I'm actually downloading the soundtrack now. The movie seems like it's going to go off in a couple different directions, like become a sob story or become, you know, kind of a shitty, cheesy love story, but it holds through. I believe it takes on the form of a mockumentary, which is to say it's not about someone specifically. All the scenes are kind of put together into an actual movie rather than telling, you know, a true story, although it does say it's based on actual events.
It's not.
So it's one of those jobbers. But, yeah, it was fine. Dude loves to drink scotch, and dude loves to do coke.
Yes.
Dude does a lot of coke.
The badger is brilliant.
And it's neat because they the kind of represent his cocaine addiction as either, like, this giant, whacked out. It's either a skunk or a badger.
Badger, it's badger.
Badger.
I don't know, it's weird, but it's, like, all drooled out and fucked up, and every time he's like, no, drooled, you know, I kind of don't want to do the cocaine. This animal just basically
how about we just take a break?
Beats him into submission and shoves drugs in his face until
with a shovel.
The movie where that changes. But yeah, that it was a decent watch. This is the first movie I've ever taken Cockney's advice on. I think I tried to watch Jerry once, but I was
don't
substantially challenged at that point.
Can you imagine being all fucked up trying to watch Jerry?
Jerry was a joke.
Jerry almost killed me. You know who I recommended Jerry to?
Go on.
My ex-husband.
And do you hate him?
I do. And I told him that I thought about him the whole time that I watched it and that he should really watch it.
So, I couldn't really be objective and sit down and try to watch it.
Dude, that's my bike says, ever seen Jerry on Funyuns?
But yeah, this was a decent watch. Again, the soundtrack is incredible. It will be added to my music collection. And that's what I watched this week. It's All Gone, Pete Tong, a movie about a DJ that goes deaf. Check it out. Emo20B Hamilton, New Jersey. Take care.
Peace!
Okay, so, right. Hi. With that recommendation, I think that was a pretty good review.
Yeah, he seemed to like it.
Yeah. So what you need to do now,
he didn't like it as much as I did.
Yeah. Have you finished watching all your Japanese stuff yet?
No, not yet. I broke it up with... I got a couple of movies in for my kid to watch. I got her Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead with Christina Applegate, which we just watched.
It's fucking classic.
Exactly. And also, I got her Stand By Me to watch.
Yes.
Yes. So, breaking up the Japanese Kurosawa movies with these little Howl's Moving Castle.
Blast,
yeah, that's
the
that's Hayao
anyway.
Miyazaki. Howl's Moving Castle is fantastic. I'm a big Miyazaki fan, and he's got a new movie out in theaters now called Ponyo. Ponyo. I'm sorry.
Okay, can I go now?
You may.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the next Cockney recommendation is a movie called Human Traffic.
It's on my list.
Well, yeah, I know, but I want it, buddy. I want the chat room to watch it as well.
Human Traffic.
I want Emo to watch it, definitely. And then I want his recap of that. The baby's sleeping.
The cats, they're both
But yeah, you got to watch that, because that's another good film. That's like over 10 years old. Got Danny Dyer in it when he first started out.
What's that, Human Traffic or Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah. No, Human Traffic. He's a proper Cockney geezer. His accent is what mine used to be like before I moved up to Manchester.
When you were a proper Cockney bastard.
When I was a proper Cockney, yeah. Not this fucking watered-down Manc version.
You realize that people... Like, I had to explain to Chris the whole Cockney thing. Like, he didn't understand what Cockney was. How do you not know? I don't understand.
Well, did you know, like, 4 years ago what a Cockney was?
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm in... I was also involved in theater. So, like, a Cockney accent is something that people in theater are supposed to be able to get for, like, when you do, like, Oliver for... If you're doing Dickens, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're supposed to be able to do a
you
Cockney
said Dick.
Accent. I said Dick, that's right. I had to break it down for him because, like, he wasn't getting it that wasn't just, like, your internet tag. That Cockney was an actual thing.
That is my nickname. Up here, because I'm basically living in Northern England, and I'm a southerner, and from London, so Cockney Tony.
Right.
I probably couldn't have that nickname if I moved back down there. I'd be like Northern Tony.
Right.
Which would be rubbish.
So you're totally just a fake, a big fake.
Totally.
But so I told you how we have the Mighty Boosh here.
Yeah.
I was watching
I've seen them live twice. They're fucking amazing.
Yeah. What do they do live?
Pretty much the Mighty Boosh, but, you know, just a live theater show.
Yeah, still beer. So, I was watching it the other night, and this guy, he was like all...
What episode?
This guy was all green. This, like, green spirit, like, ghost spirit guy came in. He was, like, threatening them. And they were like, a Cockney came in here. And I was like, yeah, Cockney.
Trapped in a box by a Cockney nut job. Have a cup of tea. Have a cup of tea. I'm the itcher. Let me put you in the picture. I knew Jack the Ripper when he was just a nipper. I can't remember the rest of it.
I hate to interrupt you, but we have to get back to voicemails.
Okie dokie.
Hey, Heidi, it's Mr. Deej.
Mr. Deej. Call me anytime,
like
Mr. Deej. Love to hear from
Mr.
Deej.
Deej is calling.
Leave me voicemail, Mr. Deej. He's cool. His name
He's hot.
Is Mr. Deej.
Here with Deej. His recap of the week. My classic movie from my childhood recap of the week this week is dedicated to famed director John Hughes, who passed away this week. The movie this week? Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Ferris Bueller's Day Off stars... is about three friends, Ferris Bueller, his girlfriend Sloane Peterson, and his best friend Cameron Fry, with the Sausage King of Chicago, Abe Froman, thrown in. It's about Ferris Bueller, played by Matthew Broderick, wanting to take the day off of school and skip school, play sick, and elaborate plan. It's about him pretty much doing whatever.
What's the matter?
Okay, so... I've always wanted them to make a Ferris Bueller's Day Off Part 2. Okay, and basically...
With Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick. Yeah. And Matthew Broderick is too old to be at high school now. So it's basically Ferris Bueller has a day off part two, where he has a day off from school. No, from work. Yeah, you know, so he fucks off from work.
Yeah.
And it's simple.
And the cool part would be how he has some kind of mechanism set up to make it seem like he's sick in bed.
Is it his desk? No, is it his desk doing the weights on strings and...
Heather the Lesbian says...
Typing on the keyboard and stuff.
Heather the Lesbian says, and goes to the doc to get a prostate exam?
Two fingers this time.
That's a great idea.
I got another movie idea.
Now
I'll
that
tell
John
you after.
Hughes is dead.
Whatever he wants to do in Chicago. He gets his two friends out of school. One of them's homesick because he's deathly ill all the time. And just the high school principal going after them.
You know, my favorite thing about the Ferris Bueller's Day Off movie was always the German-American...
You're my hero.
The German-American Day Parade that he sings Donkey
Shot. Oh, Twist and Shout, yes.
Trying to find him.
That used to be my favorite bit.
Also, Ferris's sister, played by Jennifer Grey, also wants to catch him because she's very pissed off at he yet again.
Nobody puts Ferris Bueller in the corner.
It's a hilarious movie with a great parade scene.
Yeah, this is Deej Schneikes. I sang his intro song.
Donkey Shame, which I'm sure everyone has seen. If they don't, you suck. Seen this movie I don't know how many times in my life, and it's always, always.
Oh, I saw it in the theater, bro.
And, you're old.
And you know, at the end, with the after the credits part, where he comes back and he's talking at the audience.
What are you doing here? Go away, go away.
Yeah, I was standing in the movie theater. I'll never forget that.
It's hilarious, and I can never get tired of it. Also has a young Charlie Sheen as a...
Hot.
As someone who was arrested sitting in the police station talking.
Pause, what?
I know a fact about that.
What's your fact?
Cockney fact.
It's a fact.
F-A-C-T. Fact. Federation against Cockney Tony. Okay, so he stayed up for 2 days to look that fucked up, Charlie Sheen.
He looked pretty fucked up,
the bags under his eyes were actually...
Yeah, he had bags under...
that's why. He stayed up for 2 days. I learned that the other week. I can't remember who told me.
Talk about commitment. Now he's doing Two and a Half Men.
Which is actually...
Jennifer Grey, so it's kind of cool seeing him there, too. I recommend this movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it. You're an idiot if you don't. If you have seen it, watch it again. Because, well, it's awesome. Plus, it's also got a nice 1961 Ferrari 250 GT California in it, if you're a car guy.
If you had access to a car like
that's
that,
it for me.
You give it back?
Have a great show. I won't be able to make it, but I know you'll do great. Bye.
What do you got, Cockney?
Whoop. What was I going to say? I'm bent over now looking for a DVD in front of me.
Then back to voicemails. It is.
Heidi, 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 show.
Oh, this was a...
It's you.
Okay. Oh, that was it.
Hello, Heidi.
I think that was maybe last week.
You should be on, and you're not. I was going to recap these senders, but now I'm not going to. Because you should be on, goddammit.
That was 2 weeks ago, actually.
Hello, Heidi Show.
I had an audience for you.
This is Emo Tony B, Hamilton, New Jersey.
We're back to Emo Tony B. Because it's been so long since I've done a freaking radio show, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
We're playing catch-up now.
Calling in to share with you all what I watched this week. Hello, Heidi Show and Heidi Show listeners. This is Emo Tony B, Hamilton, New Jersey. Calling in to share with you all what I watched this week. This week I happened upon a documentary by Michael Moore called Sicko. Apparently at some point when I was filling up my Netflix queue, I decided to try out a Michael Moore movie. Okay, so here's my impression. It's a 2-hour and 3-minute movie. It goes pretty quickly. It doesn't lag. It's full of information. It's a little skewed, which, you know, I get everybody's got to have an angle. But I don't know what I think of it per se. A lot of the things he brought up were... You know, he brought up a fact such as the cost of pharmaceuticals. Okay, And I have to say, yes, pharmaceuticals are expensive, but you have to realize that all the money they spend before they ever hit the actual consumer market has to be absorbed by the, I think it's 5 or 7 years, 7 years they have exclusive patent before they can make a generic of it. So the first 7 years, they get all the revenue from that to recoup their costs. So, you know, FDA testing, clinical trials, all that kind of stuff takes time and takes money and research and development. And that's why some pharmaceuticals cost so much more than others, is because of those costs that, again, have to be recouped by someone at some point, which is why generics are so cheap, because by the time a generic comes out, the mother company that spent all the money has their money plus, you know, the lion's share of profit back from it, and then it's made, quote-unquote, more affordable to the general public. And that's not in the movie, that's just, you know, an Emo Tony fact that happens to be true. But yeah, Michael Moore's movie. He explains all about how the healthcare system in America is fucked, and even if you have healthcare, you're not so much with the well-off, because pharmaceutical companies are out to make money, not to heal you, so they do everything they can to turn a profit. And a lot of that's true, but, you know, I have health insurance for me, my wife, and my son, and it's paid for everything. I've not been denied for everything, anything. Everything, you know, I need has been provided for. So, yeah, I guess I just don't get his point of view, because a lot of the arguments he makes are, I mean, explainable in my eyes. It's like, yeah, but that's kind of the way it is, and maybe I'm just willing to accept that. But he does bring up a lot of 9/11 references and how people that weren't government employees were not covered as far as health care, and I kind of get that too. If you're a government employee, you know, that's maybe their responsibility a little bit because that's your job, but if you just went there out of humanity, yes, that's all fine, well, and good, but you did make that choice. And he basically spends the rest of the time in the movie going around and sucking the cock of every other country's medical benefits, from Canada to Italy, or France, London, as far as Cuba.
The Hoot and Greenway show is online.
Proving that, yes, maybe they have a better grip on the healthcare industry than what we have here, but we are America, we live the way we live, and that's what we chose to have. And it was a little disconcerting watching this movie when our HNIC, and for anyone that can't understand anagrams, that's our head nigger in charge of America, is trying to kind of redo the whole American healthcare system. And he's saying it's going to benefit everybody, but I don't know if I believe that.
Happy.
Yeah.
Ding!
Cockney, what are you trying to send people over to the Hooter and Greenway show?
No, it just came up on my little Skype thing.
Should we all go over to the Hooter and Greenway show as like the Opie and Anthony Room Raiders do?
The Hooter and Greenway show.
Lunatic Radio show.
Nah, fuck them. Slayer, it's much more fun.
You either have to you either have to make it publicly traded and handled as far as the government size for everyone or no one, as in privatized healthcare.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And you can't have your cake and eat it, too. You can't provide free for some under the government and, you know, charge those people that have private health insurance more for their benefits. It's just kind of not right. Anyway, that's my opinion. It's an interesting movie to watch. It definitely brings up a lot of discussion points. It will definitely make you realize your stance and opinion on quite a few things. So yeah, I watched Sicko by Michael Moore, and I have a few more of his documentaries on my Netflix queue. I'll give him a shot. What the fuck? I'm willing to hear anybody's point of view, but that's what I watched. That's what I thought. So goodbye.
Bye, Emo.
Hey,
Emo. That was worse than Tuesday Morning.
Classic cheesy movie recap of the week.
All right, Deej is asking me not to play his call.
Well, that's a shame as well.
I know. That's what I'm saying. See, Deej. They
want to
hear it. They want to
hear
it.
Yes. I need a shit, so.
See that, Deej? He says fine play.
This week is the 1989 film Little Monsters, starring...
This is what everybody loves, too, is these throwback movies, right? Fred Savage, exactly. When Deej did his little... what was the other one? The Wizard. That Deej.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh, what? Did he do The Wizard?
The Wizard, yeah. And people were very enthusiastic about it. So, Deej... People like to hear this.
Fred Savage and Howie Mandel. Great classic cheesy movie just because, well, it's what every kid fears. There's a monster under their bed.
Right.
Movie takes place around Fred Savage who just moves to it.
What are you laughing at, Cockney?
I just farted and I heard myself fart.
That was an actual fart?
Yeah.
A new town. With his mom, brother, and dad, and things start happening. A quart of ice cream is in the cupboard, or his bike is left out front. And Fred Savage's character, Brian, is blamed for it, and he tries to blame his brother because he's innocent. Well, it turns out there's a monster in his bed, played by Howie Mandel. They become friends, and Howie Mandel's character, Maurice, shows him around the underworld that all the monsters live in. Have lots of fun, but then things get a little dangerous. Brian's brother Eric is kidnapped, and Eric is played by Ben Savage from Boy Meets World fame. So at least they kept the brothers legit brothers. Brian and Maurice have to work with some other friends that they've made and have to go on a mission to find Eric. But here's the problem. When the sun comes up, you're stuck under the bed forever. You can't leave. You cannot leave the world once the sun has come up. So they try to rescue Eric, and then they have to find an opening. And amazingly, they end up on the other side of the country, because guess what? The sun hasn't risen there yet. Great classic cheesy movie. I love it. I mean, it was from 1989. I was 7 years old. Scared of monsters under my bed. They never made a Monsters in the Closet movie, except for Monsters, Inc., I guess you could consider that. But this is a great movie, and if you like Howie Mandel before he went all OCD, or if you like Fred Savage before he went, got old, and made a...
Emo says gay monsters are in the closet.
Daddy Day Camp with Cuba Gooding Jr. You'll love this movie. Have a great show. Bye.
Thank you to everybody who
called.
Heidi,
I just remembered.
What have you just remembered?
I left your voicemail earlier on, but it was by accident. I tried to phone you before the show, but it went to voicemail. You should have tapped. It's going to be shit.
No, I...
Basically, it was Emma and her sister.
I got rid of it.
I was going through my zombie pictures. Yeah, good.
I thought it was nothing, because you were, like, you didn't really say anything.
Was.
Ooh, the cats are fighting.
Yeah. Show us your pussies. They look big.
This should be good. I was just going to say something.
Is this it? You're going to have to edit. Ooh.
What? I'm going to have to edit what? The silence?
Well, no, I thought we were just going to watch the cats for a bit.
No, well, I'll have the thing. I'll have the camera on the cats, but I'll keep talking. Yeah, you kind of sounded like you weren't really talking into the voicemail, so I just got rid of it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was going through my zombie pictures, and I didn't realize it was still on that.
So,
okay, I've got a competition if you want.
Competition, go for it.
Okay, but you're going to have to give a prize away. Well, no, in fact, it's just for fun.
I'm going to have to give a prize away?
You've got to guess the...
you've
got to guess the film I'm reading the back of the DVD of.
Oh.
I'll miss out certain words to give it away.
Really?
Well, I've got two of them, and that's it.
All right, go ahead.
All right, then. A hip, heart-pounding combination of action, music, and incredible aerial photography helped make blank the blockbuster hit of 1986. Any idea yet?
Aerial photography? 1986. 86.
Okay, blank takes a look at the danger and excitement that awaits every blank at the blank's prestigious blank weapons school. Blank blank is superb as blank blank, a daring young blank who's out to become the best.
Top
and
Gun?
And blank blank sizzles.
Top Gun?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, someone put it in chat.
Yeah, but I was guessing it already.
I was going to read the Ferris Bueller's Day Off one as well. Just because it sort of fitted in. Well, I don't fucking know. Do I? I'm sorry.
Heather
Am
the
I,
Lesbian
what?
Says, no fair, I was fucking 2 years old. It's AR.
I just read that, and I read it as, no fair, I was fucking 2 year olds.
No fair, I was fucking 2 year olds.
Oops, my bad. I didn't like going to the dentist when I was younger.
Dentist?
He was a paedophile.
Hey, have you seen any pictures of...
Da-dum-dum.
Hey, have you seen any pictures of Taylor Momsen?
Who's that?
She looks a lot like Courtney Love.
Hot. Is she fit?
Yeah, she's young. She's very young.
Excellent. Pixie Geldof's fit.
Is that Bob's
child? She don't look
child?
Like Courtney Love, but... Yeah, she's like probably 18 now or something.
She's Bob Geldof's daughter?
Yeah. I've got a newspaper clipping in a box upstairs somewhere of when she was like 15, and I cut it out, and then I found out her age. I was like, oh, right.
I had a big thing for him when he was in the Wall.
Boomtown Rats. Oh, right, yeah.
When he played Pink. What was I going to tell you? Oh, you know who I saw a picture of the other day? Alec Baldwin's daughter, the one that years ago...
Yeah, stupid little cunt.
The what did he call her? A selfish little pig?
The answer machine. That's the one.
Yeah.
He
called her some kind of pig. Anyway, I saw a picture of her the other day. She looks good.
Damn, girl.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl. I don't know if it's this one or the other one. I get these magazines. It's probably in the other one.
What mags do you get?
Oh, well, here's a picture of Madonna looking pretty good, too.
Madonna.
It's hard to say. You know, it depends on the light with her.
Into the mic.
Shut up.
Come on, Lauren. Into the mic.
Lauren. Me?
What is what Rory tells that his silly little comforts.
Here we go. Ready? You see this?
Michael Jackson.
Next to Michael Jackson.
David Hasselhoff.
No, it's Alec Baldwin.
Oh. He's fat.
Yeah, but...
Is that his daughter?
That's his daughter.
Yeah. See, incest, there's not... Sometimes... Yeah.
Yeah, he called her a rude, thoughtless little pig.
She's a woman.
She looks good.
Damn good.
Oh, so what else is on my list? New season of Entourage.
Meant to be shit.
You wouldn't know, right?
No, I don't watch it. Never seen it.
Entourage, little guy named Eric, the character Eric. He went to my...
I know about it.
He went to my high school. He's in my yearbook.
Oh.
What,
the main guy?
Not the main guy, but, like, the second main guy.
Mm.
Anyway, he went to my high school. He has a new girlfriend. Yeah, I have the yearbook. You want to see the picture?
No.
Somebody does.
Just joking.
So, I guess we'll do this.
No sleep till!
Brooklyn! Heather the Lesbian in the house. I got you good, Zemo. Just giving a shout out to Miguel. Heather the Lesbian, scream if you want to go faster.
Another plate, another chicken, another bottle, another bread, another girl, another butt, another child, all mine.
going mental.
MCA's in the back because he's keeping with a whore. Why is everybody leaving?
Probably my fault.
No sleep too. So Kevin
Brooklyn.
Kevin Connelly.
Still Brooklyn.
So here's my yearbook. Ready? Expect the unexpected.
1991. Let's see here. This is good for the podcast listeners. Hardy's holding up her yearbook. He looks a bit like Fred Savage.
So anyway, that's the Entourage guy.
8 days a week.
Peggy says...
I hate this delay. It's awful.
Show us your high school pick, then Tom Cruise.
No! Sleep! No! Sleep! To Brooklyn! Brooklyn!
So anyway, Kevin Connelly has a new girlfriend on the season of Entourage. And I don't like her! That's the point of bringing this up. Simon loves these two boys.
Oh, this is a reminder to myself, Tony, don't forget to leave money in your bank to pay your phone bill. Great, 900. Love you. Love you too.
Right, so who's playing the girlfriend? Right, that's the question. Who is she? Some tiny chick, Schneike says. Exactly. She's some lollipop-headed, incredibly emaciatedly skinny, awful-looking... awful, awful looking girl with an obnoxious voice. Don't like her. And I think you're not supposed to like her. I think you're supposed to be like... Shut up. I think you're supposed to be like, he's got to go back to Sloan. This chick sucks. She's awful. She's got an awful whiny voice. She's awful looking. I don't like her! She's a lollipop head. She's got a tiny body and a giant head because she's far too thin for her age. Hello?
All gone.
What's all gone?
The fucking Maltesers on the table.
All right.
Never mind.
Let's see. I had a dream that I had a Joan Jett mullet and I jumped off of a ship. I'm just going down the list now. Taylor Momsen looks like Courtney Love.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant Julie Chen's man voice. Oh, Big Brother. Her name is Ashley. MCLI, the character. The character's name is Ashley.
That sounded weird.
Yes, it did.
I'm going to speak like that from now on. Oh,
Heidi, this is God speaking.
Stop playing with yourself. What movie is that from?
I'm speaking into my vodka drink glass.
This is Jesus. Stop playing with yourself.
This is Jesus, get me off of this fucking cross.
Big Brother. I'm watching Big Brother.
Don't do that to yourself, please.
It's so bad.
You're better than that, Heidi.
Julie Chen is the host. And she's like... She's got a man voice. And she's pregnant. She's got a very deep man voice, anyway. I just want to say that for those people... who care? I hate Ronnie, and I hate Lydia, and I hate Natalie, and I hate Jesse, and I love Jeff, and I love Russell. Jeff and Russell. Go Jeff and Russell.
I love sarcastic prick.
And then for some reason, I have Kevin Costner written down on my list, but I don't know why.
Why wouldn't you have Kevin Costner written down?
You see that Kevin Costner?
More to the point.
I don't know why I have Kevin Costner written down at all. I have no idea why I have his name
written
down.
I like the way over there you've just below District 9, you've put Steel Panther down as if it was there all along, living amongst all your other little notes.
You see that? Yeah. It says District 9 rules my face.
Luke, I am your father.
Speaking of District 9. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. I don't even know what it's about.
It's fucking awesome. But here's the thing. Peter Jackson.
From Lord of the Rings fame.
Lord of the Rings
Director
fame.
Director point.
But if you've ever... Now, years ago, far before Lord of the Rings, I saw the movie Dead Alive because I went through a period in time. Hello? Dead or alive.
Wake up in the
Ago I saw Dead Alive. Actually, when I was still back in high school, I saw Dead Alive because I went through a period where I was like really into like gory horror movies, and Dead Alive absolutely fucking 100% delivers on the gory horror
Can
movie
I interject
front.
For one sec?
I suppose so.
Have you seen Braindead?
No. Right.
What?
No. But so...
Fuck's sake!
Have you seen Dead Alive?
Yes.
All right. So, no. And I've also seen Heavenly Creatures, coincidentally, because this is all before I knew who Peter Jackson was. I just ended up seeing these movies.
Yes, MCLI.
When Lord of the Rings came out, I was like, oh, this guy... And I've seen Dead Alive, and I've seen Heavenly Creatures, and I really enjoyed both movies. That's so cool. Peter Jackson's the man, right? I really, really dig him. So, District 9 was awesome. And the thing that I loved about District 9 is that, you know, the lead guy in Dead Alive, the son?
Mm-hmm.
And his mom becomes one of the, you know, she gets attacked by the monkey, and she becomes one of these fucked up zombie people.
No, that's not Dead Alive. That's the fucking Major Gore thing.
Dead Alive.
With the African monkey.
With the African monkey. That's Dead Alive.
That's called something else over here.
It's called Dead Alive here. So.
No, it's fucking not.
It is.
I will argue all night, girl. Right, no. Right, anyway, he's got another one called Braindead. I'm going to find out what it's called over here. I'll let you carry on.
All right, so.
Go on.
Anyway, I feel like the Vicus character in District 9 is really parallel to that main protagonist guy in Dead Alive. And it's so awesome to me that this dude, Peter Jackson, stays true to his roots. And he brings this really essentially the same character over from Dead Alive, which was made in probably the mid-80s. Over to this new fucking high budget movie. Monkey Shines was a Stephen King story. Just saying.
Why is it called fucking text. Dead Alive?
I don't know what to tell you, my friend. You want to fight about it now?
Yeah, I fucking do. Well, no, Heidi, I'd never fight with you.
Really?
I'll, you know, slap you out of it and, you know, discipline you, but maybe choke a bitch, but nothing.
You want to choke me?
Too bad. Nothing.
Like with your hands or something?
You like to be choked. Yeah, yeah.
Heather the Lesbian says Braindead and Dead Alive are the same movie.
Right, that might be where we go in what I'm thinking about. But what's the other one that he did?
He did a bunch of movies, but...
In the same genre?
Oh, in the same genre. I don't know.
Did Dead Alive have the aliens?
Not aliens, no.
Right, there's one with aliens. It was...
Bad taste.
Heather the Lesbian wins.
Bad taste, Heather
okay,
the Lesbian.
Okay, so
says. What's what?
Go on.
You douche. What?
Well, so have you seen Bad Taste?
No.
Right. Heather the Lesbian, is Bad Taste Braindead? No, Braindead. What are you talking about?
Braindead and Dead Alive is the same movie. We've already covered this.
Right, okay. Sorry. I'm just a caveman.
Your ways are sparring to me. I, yeah, right. So
that's not how it goes, Heidi.
And then here, I know. So here's another thing.
I know that.
We talked about True Blood.
When?
You were interested in seeing that show. We talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, I would love to see it. Yeah.
So when the first season came out, it was like, holy shit, look at Anna Paquin. Right? Because the last time you saw her was in, like, you know, X-Men as Rogue. And I don't know, like, her face is not so compelling, and she's a little bit thick-bodied as Rogue, right?
Nothing wrong with thick bodies.
All right. Thick bodies.
I said that really drunk, sorry.
Yeah. You thought she was hot as Rogue? I didn't think she was hot as Rogue. I didn't really find her hot coming up. And then when the first season of True Blood came out, it was like, holy shit, look at this girl. Her body is like, oh my god, like, she's so hot. She's so hot, but the face still, not so much.
I tried to watch True Blood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go on. I tried to watch True Blood, the first season,
uh-huh,
with Rebecca.
Ooh, not a
good
idea.
So I put it on.
No.
Well, I didn't know, and all I knew, it was a supernatural vampire type thing. So I put it on, and I think the first episode... Well, I didn't know this, okay? I thought it was like Buffy the Vampire Slayer sort of thing. So I put it on, and then the first scene is like a pickup driving down the road, and the hand goes over, and I think she starts wanking him off or something.
Yeah.
So I was sat there watching it, I thought... maybe this isn't correct. So, yeah, and, like, Rebecca, you could, like, I looked at her and you could see her awkwardness in her face.
Yeah, not the show you want to
so,
watch.
Yeah, I'll turn that off.
I've been watching it with my daughter, but I pre-screen it, so I know when to tell her to cover her eyes. So, anyway, first season. Anna Paquin, hot as hell, man, like, sick hot. Her body is just unbelievable. And you're like, wow, you're really compelled by her as this hot chick. By the second season, the character is less and less compelling. I'm not so interested. And her hotness factor is sort of wearing off. You don't see as much of her body as you used to. And it's just not as exciting for me, hotness-wise. I mean, it's a good show. It's still a good show. But her, as the draw, as far as being super hot, not so much. And I'm really tired of looking at her bad teeth. Just
nothing
saying.
Wrong with bad teeth, girl.
Well, she's got, like, a space, and then, like, this, like, long, rounded tooth, and then a space, and then, like, a long, rounded tooth, and then, like, a space. It's pretty bad. So I guess I lost him anyway. Anna Paquin. She should have one fang come out of that gap. Yeah, like in the middle. Like a fang right in the middle. That would be awesome. Yeah, we lost that cockney bastard at some point. Anyway, I think we're going to wrap it up anyway. I think that's about it for me. So you've been listening to The Heidi Show. It's email the show. It's Heidi, H-E-I-D-E, at theheidishow.com. You want to leave us a voicemail. It's 631-576-4774. And, Heidi Show, Heidi Show, Heidi Show. Well, Cockney, he just sort of, disappeared on us there, didn't he? There he is. Yeah, just wrapping up. Just wrapping up. Heidi Show. Just wrapping up.
Wrapping up.
Yeah.
So you hung up on me.
What time is it there?
Well, what time is it there?
It's 10:13 here.
So add 5 hours to that.
Schneikes left a review on iTunes this week. Thank you, Schneikes. Everyone should check out The Heidi Show on iTunes and leave a review, please.
Why the fuck wouldn't you?
Why? Why the fuck wouldn't you?
Dumb.
And Heather the Lesbian says, speaking of, yeah, I need to upload some more shows to the iTunes. Here's the problem. I've got some issues with Podomatic. They are cutting me off as far as storage space goes, and I need to get some work done on my...
Maybe you should get your website. Sorry.
Right. So that's the whole thing. I need to get some work done on the website. I need to get some work done on the website so that I can archive the older shows and start deleting shit off Podomatic so that I can upload new stuff to Podomatic and then onto iTunes. Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too, honey. And dude, that's my bike.
I'm whistling when I hear it.
The both of yous. Use boat. He loves use boat.
Right, so I'll let you finish your outro.
You done? I love you too, Heather the Lesbian.
No, I'm fucking just beginning, girl.
I love lamp. I love log.
Lamp. Log. I love anal rape with a sandpaper condom. Hoodoo Greenway Show. Over on live and thecringehumor.com. Go there. It's better than here.
Hey.
Everyone should go over to the Hoodoo and Greenway
Show
right now.
www.
Me and Heidi now.
cringehumorradio.com and check out the Hoodoo and Greenway
Show. No, fuck
it.
No, Heidi, you do it. You're going about it all the wrong way. All you need to do is go up a little bit, press the 18 plus channel, and then look for the Cringe Humor channel, and then you got the Hoot and Groomer. Everyone fuck off over there.
Oh, yeah.
Leave
Check
me
out,
and Heidi. We want to have Heidi chat.
The
adult
one,
chat.
The One Gay Unicorn podcast.
It's all right. It's not brilliant.
But she plugs my show, so we need to plug her show, and she's very cute.
I plug your show all the fucking time.
She's got a very
Everywhere I go for show.
And www.heatherwitharms.com. Cute British girl is hot. Yeah, she's got an adorable little voice.
Yeah, cute British girl is hot. Right? Mm-hmm. I bet she's not. I bet she's fat, short. Emily, if you listen to this, I offer you nothing but my sincerest apologies. But, Heidi, did you listen to the bit where she said she got scars all over her body like that bird in the craft?
No. No, but you know I banged that girl.
She's a scary fat
bird.
But
you know that I banged that girl who used to cut her thighs, right? The cutter. Remember the story about me banging the cutter?
Yeah. And you fucked off the car in the car and job in the morning. Not so much in the morning, but...
I don't know what you're saying.
Do you know what I did, Heidi?
What'd you do, Cockney?
I'm not going to tell you. I just had a total, thing of not telling you.
The fuck?
Well, so what if it don't make sense to you? It makes sense to me.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll tell you one day. Maybe I won't.
Fine. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Heidi Show. Check out the
Good
Heidi
night.
Show. I will be updating the website very soon.
Good
very,
night.
Very soon. So soon there will be more than just April shows on the website, www.theheidishow.com. In the meantime, check
July
out
shows?
Heidi Show on iTunes and, you know, whatnot.
Magic Joester.
Look for Heidi
Hiya,
Show.
Hiya, dude. How you doing?
On Facebook.
Let's put Magic Joester on cam. Is that? There he is. He looks like a really healthy person.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, dude. Can
He's
I see your
smiling.
Cock?
Smiling? Cockney, what's your deal, dude?
Oh, I'm only joking. I'm pissed. I'm joking.
My hair
I don't want to see your penis. Heidi does. Simon does. Simon's
all
about
the Look
at
Simon. He's totally flat to the bed.
Yeah, you can't see the ass end of him, though, can you?
He's like a pancake.
Mike's there fucking shafting him.
Stop it, Cockney.
Oh, my dear.
Nobody's fucking the dog. That's just wrong.
I've got a question for you. Is it still necrophilia if you fuck a zombie?
I'm quite sure it is.
Why?
Because it's dead.
Think about it. No, they're the living dead.
You're going to take a chance fucking
not the
a
dead
zombie
living.
That he's not going to flip around and bite you? She, he, whatever.
Whoa, she, thank you.
Yeah.
So, no. What, if you tie him down and gaffer tape him up enough?
Heather the Lesbian brings up an excellent point. What about fucking a vampire? Is that also necrophilia?
That's fine.
But is it necrophilia?
No.
Why is that?
Vampophilia.
They're dead.
Bish, bash, bash. Done. Sorted.
But you know what, then again, it's the undead, technically.
Yeah.
Undead.
That's vampires.
So it's zombies, too.
No, they're the living dead.
Yeah, Heather says we need
to. It's a tricky
category.
One, isn't it?
If you high-five a zombie, is it still a high-five? Dude, that's my bike wants to know.
Why? Yes.
Of course.
That makes no... That's not funny. He's been on foam all night, and then he comes up with that. Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Yeah, a little Bob Uecker for you.
Oh, Heidi, welcome back, my darling.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I really didn't want
to
do a show tonight,
back.
I have to be honest.
Good
I wasn't
back.
Into it, but yeah. I'm glad I did the show.
No, it's, you know, it's good.
And maybe someday I'll post it.
I've enjoyed myself.
Good. Just over anybody
maybe in
who's
like 7 months, you'll get it.
I think I have 2 shows, actually, edited, ready to post, so those should be up.
Oh, one of them is going to be fucking awful.
No, I didn't get the one where you were all drugged out. Remember
when
that?
When I was just sat there and I was like, relax, Tony.
Oh, that I have.
But that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, you were such a cunt that night.
Was I?
You were horrible.
I'm sorry.
Dude, you were just awful. Absolutely awful.
Oh, I do apologize. Are you,
you
still
like,
recording?
Yeah. You were like, oh, I'm not going to do it. Dude, that's my bike says cunty Tony.
What
you were
a
like,
cunt.
No. I'm going to call in. I'm like, you don't have to. It's totally cool if you don't. And then you did. And
you should have told me not to.
Listen. And I'm talking, and you, like, interrupt me to tell me that you're not into it and you're not going to talk.
Basically, from what I remember, all I wanted to do was stick my feet on this couch. Right?
Yeah.
With my back on this floor. And then just listen. And then if I had something to say, I'd say it.
And that would have been fine, but you had to actually interject to tell me that you weren't in the mood to talk and that you were just going to listen quietly. And then you hung up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then you called in again. Like twice. Douche.
Aw.
Anyway, that's it for the Heidi show.
I was twatted.
Were you?
And we didn't even get to my book.
What book?
This one. Do you want to know what it's called?
Yes.
It's called How to Avoid a Wombat's Bum.
Bum?
Pick a page number. Yes, bottom.
37.
All day long, 37. Okay. One sec. 34, 5, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so you got 9. You got a choice between 1 and 9. Go.
Between 1 and 9?
Yeah, pick a number between 1 and 9.
7.
All right. So, 7. The harmonica is the world's most popular musical instrument to play. Did you know that?
The harmonica?
Yeah, apparently so.
So what's the point?
I don't know. It's just little facts.
Terrible.
I'm sorry. It's not my fault. You picked the page number. Pick another one.
You gave me the 137. Fucking options, douchebag.
No, 137, right?
Better yet.
We all know the relevance of that.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work. Bizarre place names. Number 3 down. In Illinois, USA.
Yeah.
There's a place called Normal.
In New Mexico, there's a place called Truth or Consequences.
Yes, there is. That is number. That's there. That's fifth and the bottom.
Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. They had a contest. Yes. There was a game show.
Oh, you
called...
know what?
What?
Melanie will like this.
What's that?
In Yorkshire, over here. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of this, but there's a place called Wham.
Oh, perfect. Wham.
In Norway, there's hell, but we all know that.
Right.
Yeah, this is... Tony's failed better tonight. It's got some really interesting facts in this book. This might be relevant, I don't know. The man who invented FM radio was Edwin Armstrong, the first man to use FM radio to communicate with Earth and the moon's surface were Bud Edwin... and Neil Armstrong. You know what? It's difficult to read from a book when hearing myself in my ears.
Indeed. It's been awesome for me listening
in Belgium,
to
there was a
you
straw
and myself
museum.
Echo the whole fucking night. The whole fucking motherfucking night.
What's
go watch In Bruges.
What's the matter, Heidi?
How about that? How about you go watch In Bruges?
You want me to go away?
Fucking Bruges.
I'll pick him back up.
What'd you do? You threw down your fucking headset?
Yeah.
All right, so...
I can't quit you.
All right, but I'm not a dude. I'm not a dude.
Yeah, but I thought you were.
I'm done drinking.
Are you not a camel dick?
No!
Yeah. Tip! Don't you dare. I love it when you're mine. It's good. Oh. Whoa. Where's my photo? Buddy Crash. Oh, do you know what? Buddy, press pause. Press off.
What?
Press pause. Oh, there we go. I don't know if you remember, but do you remember me Facebook update the other day? I might as well watch Dogma with Doris.
No.
Well, that's because you don't pay fucking attention.
That's right, because I don't pay fucking attention.
No, I don't feel like that.
What?
I only realised that it was George Carlin as the Cardinal or whatever.
What, you just realized that?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Just stand up a minute. A little bit. Sit back down. Alright. Itchy, were we?
I was just hiking my shirt up a little bit.
Just stand up a little bit. In fact, you know what? Don't. No, sit back down. Stop. Because that's it. And also, I never actually realized that he was Rufus... or whatever,
in
from
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, when I used to watch Bill and Ted's, I was never into George Carlin.
I see. So you didn't put two and two together.
Well, no, I've only got into like a lot of American comedians when I've listened to podcasts.
I understand that.
And radio shows and whatnot.
But I'm surprised. I would think Carlin would be known over there.
No. Well, not as far as I know. I mean, I'd never heard of him before me internet radio days, like,
really?
Sort of thing.
I'm surprised, actually. Yeah. Really surprised. I would think he would have, like,
maybe he was in the comedy world.
Like, the fact that you know Joe Rogan and, like...
Yeah, but that's... I've only known Joe Rogan from last, like, 7 years, maybe? Live from the Belly of the Beast.
Seven years is a pretty long time. Yeah. Magic Joelster left the room.
No. Have you seen Life in the Belly of the Beast?
No.
Right. There's another thing I need to bring over with me for a present.
You're bringing it.
It's a Joe Rogan stand-up DVD. This guy, Alex, Dr. Alex, he brought it around. And he was like, he was Bill Hicks' protege.
Oh, Bill Hicks
and
is awesome.
You've got to watch him. I mean, I was into Bill Hicks, obviously.
Sure.
And then But yeah, he bought me this Joe Rogan DVD.
You'd be surprised. A lot of people here don't know Bill Hicks.
Kieran had never heard of Bill Hicks
on
One Lunatic Radio Show.
Stop it.
No, fuck you, right? About 2 years ago, Kieran was like, who's Bill Hicks? What do you mean?
Come on.
No, that's how it went. I'm sorry, and I actually remember putting a message.
I'm trying not to put, I told you, I'm trying not to put negative vibes out.
Right, okay.
So I can't really talk about
it. Well, then you shut the fuck up and just let me say this. There was a episode of Lunatic Radio where, for whatever reason, Bill Hicks came. Oh, I need to take these off. Don't speak. Bill Hicks came into conversation, and Kim was like, oh, who's this? Who's this comedian you're talking about? And I can't hear myself. MCLI. Shut the fuck up. Are you on cam? Let me have a look.
Pussycat.
Why not? Have you got a horrible facial disfigurement?
Oh,
I'll probably still wank over you.
Who, MCLI?
I don't know.
He's a dude.
He's a dude. He's a camel cock.
He's a camel cock.
Thank you very much. I've had fun tonight.
Me too.
Yeah, just cut me off with music.
That's how I...
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll start giving you compliments and whatnot, and then you just cut right off. Just have a look at your nashes then.
What?
Nashes, go. Yeah, beautiful.
Somebody's PMing me.
Are you still recording?
Somebody's PMing me, am I a guy or a girl? Is it really that bad?
I don't know what you are. I'm just hoping for the best. I'm waiting for photos to prove it. Where the fuck are my, like, proofs of my laminated photos?
I'm asexual.
Hey? You sent me one. Come on.
Oh, interestingly enough, that's something I didn't talk about tonight.
Go on.
I think I'm over sex.
Over it? Well, yeah, welcome to my world.
I don't know. I think something happened. You know the how I was with that girl?
Yeah.
She was so great. And she was such a great kisser. And, like, she turned me on so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can go back to dudes after that.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see?
No, that sounded wrong.
I know, but I'm saying, like...
that's not how it meant to sound.
Matt met a new girl.
I met a girl.
Matt met a
crazy
girl.
Crazy for him.
I love it. I love it when people meet girls.
It's like we had this party here 2 or 3 weeks ago now, and there was this girl, Suzanne, and at the time she was offering to come up in the shower with me because I'd basically been talking about how I've never been in a shower with someone who I haven't pissed on. Like, basically, if I get in a shower with you,
you're gonna piss on
me. I will piss on you.
Do you know that's like my total fantasy?
No.
Yeah. I can't get anybody to piss on me.
Oh, honey. You just wait, girl.
You'll pee on me?
Yes.
Awesome.
A lot. No, I've
great.
Never, ever been... Every girl that every person that I've been in a shower with... Well, girl. Mm-hmm. I've pissed on. I've only ever been caught twice. And it was funny.
You've only been caught twice. How many times have you done it?
It's double figures, easy.
Well, you've been in the shower with that many girls?
What, like more than 10?
In the shower?
Yeah.
Wow.
You need to wash after getting sweaty.
I don't know, but though, I've not taken that many showers with people. I don't really...
Well, what? I mean,
it's not
I've
that
been
fun,
in...
because, like, one person's under the shower, the other person's, you know, shivering in the cold.
Well, it's not always about washing when you're in the shower.
I understand that. I understand that. But it's difficult
I mean,
to get
I've been
two
in, what,
people
like,
under
about
the shower
four...
simultaneously.
I'll tell you, like, 4 or 5 serious, like, relationships that I've been in, like, i.e. lasted more than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've never actually counted. I presume it's more than 10. I like wet. Wet's good.
That's great. You know? Well, but I've just never... I've asked guys to pee on me in the shower, and they won't do it. I actually asked that girl to... I asked that last girl to pee on me, too.
Well, look, I'll tell you what,
she
Heidi.
She said she
nothing
would do it, but
like
I never
kinky.
Actually got her in there.
Nothing kinky, nothing dirty, nothing like untoward or whatever. But I'll tell you what, as a friend to a friend, I'll piss on you when I come over in November.
Nothing untoward. I love it. Hey, you know what? Hey, listen, listen. I've got a reason for you.
Go on.
Why you're not getting any pictures of me. I went to the trouble of scanning in AR Dance City and sending it to you with the promise that you were going to make a duplicate poster to hang behind you while you're on the show, and that has not happened.
Have you seen me on cam?
No. You haven't been on cam.
If I went in the other room now, behind the computer is a hand drawing of AR Dance City, but my webcam's fucked.
Later, Deej. If Deej is leaving, we might as well wrap it up.
Yeah. And just when I thought I couldn't, like... Are you still recording?
Yeah!
It doesn't matter.
Durka Durka. Durka Durka Stan. Durka Durka Durka.
You know what, Heidi?
What?
I've never been pissed on.
I'll pee on you.
I'll make a deal with you.
I'll do it.
Alright. Alright, do a high five. Yes. Oh, excellent. Why did H kill himself?
Why did he kill himself?
Why
no,
did H
no
kill
poo.
Himself?
No poo, no doo doo. Dude, that's my bike.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Ew.
That's gross.
I'm going to save it up. I'm not going to go for a wee all the way over on the plane. And
could, like,
what we should do is
could,
like meet
me
each
down,
other,
like a...
not speak. No, not speak.
Yeah.
Drive to your house or wherever.
Yeah.
Not speak. And then just piss on one another.
Yeah.
And then go... Hiya.
And then we'll hug hello.
Yeah.
And we'll use the little HD flip video camera to videotape it.
Oh, yes. I need to get me one then before I come over.
I have one.
Will that work? Oh, do you know what? I've got me. Oh, no, I can't say it yet. Keep recording.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Heidi Show.
Good night, boys and girls.
Good night, everybody. Maybe see you next week.
Good night, Simon. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Get a 14-year-old boy to his grave, and the rest of us straight to hell.
Ouch.
Are we sorted?